FAMU's fusion reactor is locked behind three doors in a large, dust-free, clutter-free garage. About the size of an office cubicle, the squat aluminum cylinder topped with a copper tower is far from intimidating. Its potential, on the other hand, is downright scary. The little guy named Sphiromac is on a roll, having reached the first phase, called First Plasma, toward generating an extreme amount of energy last summer. But what does that mean, and why is that exciting? The center's director, Dr. Charles Weatherford, explains.
That means basically that the vacuum is working to a certain extent. That means that the capacitor banks are firing. That means that the electron gun is properly firing and getting the plasma into the chamber. So I'd say we probably are halfway towards actually getting the Sphiromac plasma now. But we know the machine is capable of doing that.
In other words, all systems are a go. Partially. There are still some hurdles to cross, and Dr. Weatherford projects a year before they reach the second phase when the plasma takes the right shape of a Sphiromac sphere. That's what the machine is named after.
A phenomenon occurs in these machines called magnetic reconnection. That's where you get basically spontaneous lightning bolts inside the machine. And what it does is it sort of depletes the Sphiromac shape of the plasma.
To counter that, the center applied for a grant with the U.S. Department of Energy to purchase a microwave generator to stop the lightning. But even then, the idea of producing the mass amounts of energy projected is, Dr. Weatherford says, about 5 years away. Though he thinks when the time comes, it could change not just the city of Tallahassee, but the state of Florida and even the United States of America in a big way.
If this machine would actually produce power, it'd be revolutionary. And we think it's possible to do it, but there's a lot of work to be done. For example, a machine like this might power, say, half of Tallahassee. And if you had two of them here, it might power the entire city and county.
You heard that right. 5 years for half of Tallahassee's power. And it's quite clean compared to the fission nuclear power already in use.
The byproducts of this, if we ever actually start producing energy, we'll just have half-lives of several hundreds of years. And it won't be that dangerous. We can deal with them. The half-lives of the fission products from these fission power plants are, 100,000 years.
Originally, the center's fusion reactor was built as a way to work out the kinks of fusion power for the soon-to-be, much larger, internationally funded ITER project. That's an effort in France to build one giant fusion reactor capable of powering a region the size of the entire southeastern United States. But Dr. Weatherford believes what the center has going may actually end up being the better option.
This machine was built for $1 million. And ITER, you're talking about billions of dollars over there. So it's just much cheaper. In the long run, it's going to be less expensive to maintain, less expensive to buy the parts. So it's distributed energy versus centralized energy. That's the game here.
But the funding machines like Sphiromac receives are minimal.
Magnetic fusion is almost being shut down in this country in favor of the big ITER machine. But a lot of people think it's a huge mistake because there's a lot we can learn, a lot of physics we can learn from this, a lot of physics of plasmas that we can learn from this. And I think the government's made a huge mistake, and I think they're beginning to realize that.
And bigger than ITER and the lack of funding, the biggest issue facing the center right now appears to be manpower. The majority of the team is FAMU undergrad students. Not that that's a problem, but numbers are low. Dr. Weatherford says what they really need is more students to help out.
That's our main limitation, to be honest with you right now, is manpower. We need graduate students, we need undergraduates to come here and work on this machine, and we can support them with fellowships and research internships. So the students need to come and work on this machine. That's what we need.
So for now, Dr. Weatherford says they'll keep pressing on, teaching the students they have, building up this small fusion workforce, and maybe even create fusion power along the way. For WFSU-FM, I'm Thomas Andrew Gustafson.